I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
How are you going on? The brother is home from Holland and didn't he bring his new girlfriend, the hippie from Amsterdam, who could probably house a gang of starlings in her dreadlocks, she said they're called. We were sitting down after dinner last night, and didn't I put a match to a few bits of turf, thinking the hippie would like a fire? Well, didn't she rear up at myself and the wife? You'd swear we suggested she take a bath or something, and she started all a-goaning about burning fuel and carbon dioxide and global warming. Well, the wife gave as good as she got, pointing out that whoever's in charge of global warming obviously didn't get the memo about the freezing cold temperatures in West Cork and at the arse end of May. We calmed things down a bit with a few puffs off the whacky-backy the brother had smuggled over in his underpants, but I'm on my last nerve here today, and I can sense the hippie watching my every move to see if I'm separating out my rubbish to her satisfaction. I don't want to fall out with the brother in case he stops giving me the few puffs off his whacky-backy, but something has to be done. How do you get a hippie to leave you alone, tell me? Dan Paddy Andy drives south from Dunmanway until you find a man and his wife staring at their fingers.
I feel your pain. There's only one thing worse than an eco-warrior staying in your house, and that's if that house is just outside Dunmanway. Look, at least you're not in Drimaleague.
It's getting revealing on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who can't believe you got your kids' swimwear in Decathlon? Orla underscore White Range Rover said she's feeding Fifi O'Leary's cat when they're away in Florida, and didn't she spot a delivery box from Decathlon behind her bins? As if they were some kind of ordinary family up in Grange. We've blocked Fifi from all her WhatsApp groups now. And didn't Kira Mack have a second porn star martini at home last night and go out and spray paint Fifi O'Leary hates her kids on the actual Douglas Road? That might seem over the top to you now, Audrey, because you only live in Ballinlough. But we're deadly serious about maintaining standards here on the Dougor. That's what we call the Douglas Road. And a golden rule is no cut-price swimwear. So between you and me, I only learnt about this rule now because the girls cut me out of some groups because my father went to Creastree. And haven't I already bought swimwear from you-know-where myself? Is it possible to return stuff because it's not posh enough? Jenny, Douglas Road.
Don't even think about it. My sister keeps buying my kids stuff from Pennies. I went to drop them back one day and came out with 49 new dresses. Hashtag danger, danger.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Myself and Berna are after joining this new dating app to set up double dates. It's called I Don't Like the Look of Your One. Anyway, weren't we out in Kentuck the other night with our two dates? Teachers they were, oh Jesus, never again. First of all, my date corrected the waiter when he told us the special was turbot, insisting that the correct pronunciation was turbo. You don't bother with the tea at the end. Well, I stood up for the waiter, no better woman. And not just because he had these amazing shoulders. I wouldn't mind giving him a decent tip, says yo. That seemed to rile my lad anyway, and he told me that he had a problem with the way I spelled my name. Apparently, I'm a complete gowl for going with R-O-S-E-A-L-E-E-N. There should be no E after the S. It's R-O-S-A-L-E-E-N, says your man. That's pronounced Rosaline, says Berna, piling in after three gins and things went from bad to worse. Good luck to a quickie in the car park after that kind of a night. I'd rather be buried in Skapta Glen than see that moon shore ever again. How can I let people know that I don't want help spelling my name? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My cousin has a PhD in English literature, for all the good it does her. I said, are there two or three E's in Rosaline? She said, that's like something a turn Sir Henry's back in the day. Hashtag buzzing.
Come here. Am I too old to get my nose pierced? Do you all read an article saying that middle-aged people are getting back into piercings and we should give it a go? I said, who you call a middle-aged girl? I'm 42. She said, exactly. You'll be dead at 84. Get over it. No, I don't usually admit this in public, right? But the old dad's right. I'm thinking life's short. I might as well get a nice ring in the nose. She said it'd make her kinky. Do you think people will laugh at me? Dochidoni, Blackpool.
You're all at it. My Connor arrived to him yesterday and said, I got a piercing and you know where. I said, what? He said, I'm too embarrassed to say where I got it. I said, was it your Mickey? He said, no, the north side.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.